What's up, everybody? This is Eric LeGrand, owner of LeGrand Coffee House, and you're now listening to the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a thirsty Thursday. Softball playoffs. It is June the 24th. 2021, and I know ESPN is trying to cover to find out if Johnny Trino is going to go tonight for the Chop Sports softball team. Sturch, Gooch, and of course, Production Pete, who just came rumbling in here for today's episode. Gooch, how you feeling? It's playoff day.
Yeah. You already know how I am on game day. I was up at 5:30.
I already saw in the messages because I thought Liz did beat you to it. Liz is the hype girl, and she usually posts something in the group chat saying like, "Let's go game day." You know, it was like 5:50, and then like Gooch was like, "Yeah, it's early," and I was like, and I saw both of them. I was like, "Jesus Christ, these guys are up early."
Interesting. I was setting up the Facebook page.
Yes. So if you got an invite, that's the word I was looking for, an invite to like the official Chop Sports Media Facebook page. That is for business, that's for merchandise, that's for our website, that's for all the things that go corporate with Chop Sports, because Chop Sports, the Facebook group, is where we debate and where I received some backlash today because I thought I had a popular opinion. I guess I didn't. I'll get into that in a second, but obviously, we want to touch on the launch party update. That seems to be a little bit of a green light, right? Like the green shirt you're wearing, we're good to go. It's just
a little bit of a green light. We haven't had it's like a yellow light. So you can go still.
I go faster at yellow.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I taught my daughter
we're
that.
Moving towards it.
She's so mad at me.
There's just no new updates as far as the details go. So I'm not going to say put it on ice, but we'll release the details when we have the full details. I think by this weekend we'll.
Sorry,
everything.
I'm just I'm super hyped, man.
I'm excited about it too. It's going to be a thing.
Pete,
for
you gonna
sure.
make the trip?
No, he already said no.
Maybe.
Nah, he told me no yesterday, Pete. Don't fucking bullshit.
Yeah, he's gonna Uber for $480 from fucking Hartford, Connecticut. All right, when are you moving? Like officially?
Sometime next week. I wanted to go Monday.
And tomorrow's your last day. Physically,
Physically, yeah. Man, I'll be working remote.
And we were talking to Pete. I was talking to Pete yesterday about potentially having him do like a call-in segment once a week to give us updates from Hartford.
I like that. I like that idea a lot.
This way he still has a voice on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to miss Pete, but
we'll definitely do that.
We're going to need a new Pete. But we're
again,
not gonna,
if you're hearing the sound of our voice and you have the availability, and I'm not saying like if you're an unemployed loser. No, I'm saying like if you're for whatever reason work nights or you
are
know,
you trying to call Pete an unemployed loser?
No, he's a college kid. He just graduated. This was his first gig out of college that he made lucrative.
Pete has been a legend for Chop Sports.
Lucrative money. I mean, how much have you bought? I mean, you bought a MacBook with your salary here at Chop Sports. We won't disclose that his father bought it. But I'm just saying like
his tax return.
I split this.
Yeah, right, his tax return.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The tax return. Okay. Well, look, best of luck. And obviously tomorrow we'll have you on and it'll be fun. But last night, Yankees, Mets, we'll get into that. We'll get into the NBA. First and foremost, got to start off with the two greatest words in sports, Game 7. That's what we got now with the New York Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning due to an overtime win from the Islanders last night. Now, here's the backlash that I received in the Facebook group, okay? This is where I get a little... I thought I was saying the right thing. Look, the Islander fans, you gotta... Here's my thing. Act like you've been there before, but, like, I know they haven't. I mean, they have, but they haven't, you know? Listen, just like the NBA. When the NBA brought fans back, all of a sudden you were seeing these fights and the throw in the bottles, and look, Sons and Four guy was born. You know what I mean? Like, all these fans are acting a fool. The Islander fans looked absolutely foolish last night. The broadcasters, they won the game in overtime. It was the feel-good moment of the night. We put it on Chop Sports Media on Instagram, by the way. New handle, who dis, for the social media. But we put the feel-good moment there, and that was it. That was supposed to be it. All of a sudden, the quote, air quotes, celebration turns into just an uproar. And they call it the barn for a reason. Nassau Coliseum, those fans... That's ruthless, bro. First of all, each one of those beers, $10 or more. And you're throwing them all over the ice. Like, I know there's other teams in the NHL that do other things. Like, some team, the Red Wings throw, like, a squid. And, like, other teams throw rats. Not real rats, but, like...
My main issue with this whole thing isn't even really the... I mean, I guess it's dangerous But these are hockey players, they take hockey pucks off their face and they stay in the game. So a little Murph at the bottom of a beer can ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Nothing to do with
but
it.
But I understand what you're saying. It's just shitty because
that's not a way to celebrate.
What about if you're the Zamboni driver? You got to deal with all that shit.
You got to wait. You got to clean everything. You can't go out there. You got to now the staff has to go out and clean everything off the ice. You can't just suck those things up.
If I would say if it's a thing that's typically done. When Islanders win a playoff game, that's what you do, then mm-hmm. cool. But I think it was a little unruly, obviously. But the reason why I have issues with being like the Islander fans or this one's fans is because you're a Yankee fan. How many people in that arena, right, were also Yankee fans? Same people.
More right? than likely.
So that's why I have an issue because it's like, oh, I hate Giants fans.
Yeah,
and then they're fucking Yankee fans too. And you know what? Dave, I've always said this. I fucking hate Yankee fans.
Those, really but I'm talking about those specific people.
Oh, those people.
Those people. And I know that sounds like racist, but what are you talking about? Those people. Yeah, those people. Dude, first of all, I was in the crowd when Didi Gregorius hit that home run in the playoffs. Okay? And I'll tell you exactly what I did. I had a full beer, and my emotions got a hold of me, and I went like this. And I know nobody could see me doing it, but I raised my arms in the air. What does that mean for the beer? Beer's going everywhere, right? But I wasn't the only one. It looked like it started raining in the bleachers. That's how much beer was thrown around amongst the people.
Yeah, that's collateral damage. If you're sitting in the bleachers in a playoff game, you're going to get wet.
My point is amongst the people. And we're all getting soaked and we're hugging people we don't know. It's the greatest feeling in the world amongst us.
Yeah.
You didn't see one goddamn Yankee fan throw their beer onto the field.
You know what's going to end up happening in the NHL?
They're going to put a net around.
You're
going to
see what they do at the Woodbridge Rec Center, and there's a net where we couldn't throw our hat for the hat trick.
This is very true. We couldn't throw our hats, and there was two hat tricks. So it would have been my hat, get my hat back, throw it again. But this is what I'm saying. Like, you don't do that kind of shit. It looks stupid. It looks like you're a Neanderthal. It looks like you have no class whatsoever.
There was a lot of talk about fans interjecting themselves into the game in the NBA. Because there's no way to really put a net around an NBA court.
Correct.
But I think that you probably had a lot of hockey fans talking shit about the way the NBA fans were reacting, but now are quick to say, well, it's hockey.
So Jay Devlin, it's a culture. Get off it, bro. No, it's not a culture. And you know what? Shout out to you, buddy, because I love you to death. But you talked to me this morning as if I've never watched a hockey game in my life. You're like, well, it's just
I've never watched a hockey game.
No, but I have. So. I've watched hockey my entire life. Not once have I ever seen something like that.
From what I understand, like these guys are out there fighting on the ice and it's illegal. It's legal. So I get it. I understand what you're saying. Like throwing something on the ice technically is criminal.
It is.
It's technically prosecutable by law.
100%.
In most cases, they let these things go because it's a gang mentality kind of thing. So I doubt there's going to be somebody getting arrested for this. But it is an issue. If somebody got hit in the face, if
the kid who scored the game-winning goal has to do his game-winning interview, which is normally on the ice, in the tunnel. And he even said it. He goes, I don't want to get hit with a beer can, so I'm out here doing this interview
that,
like this.
That I personally don't give a shit about.
Well, whatever personally. The case. But no, Ken Plowman?
Oh, shout out to Kenny.
Well, first of all, he called me a Karen. I've never been called a Karen in my life. And that happened last night, this morning. So that's like one of the first things I'm waking up to.
Me and him have been butting heads for like the past 3 days, and just pretty much every thread that I see him chime in, I'm like, come on, bro. And
who is this guy? Explain yourself.
He's a former, I don't know if he's still a teacher, but he used to be basically my ISS teacher.
So you're in school suspended all the time.
I was in school suspended almost every fucking day my junior and senior year because I would just skip detention.
What a rebel.
I was late, skipped detention. ISS. And I was like, oh, that's the punishment? I was like, well, I'm just going to keep on skipping detention.
It's like a pitcher. It's like a pitcher who says, oh, yeah, only 10 games?
I was cool with all the coaches, and the coaches were the ones that would be the ISS teachers, so I was just chilling. I would get my work delivered to me, right? And then I would just
sit
in ISS all day.
Dude, how fantasy football stats. How funny is that, though? It's usually like the nerd of the class like coming in like, this is for Chris Gucci. This is the math assignment for today. And it's always like Poindexter who's got the straight A's.
It was great.
Screw you, bro. But all right. So yeah, Plowman called me a Karen. I'm not out here trying to police the crowd. I am. And I told him this. I said, you will not find a more passionate, loud, obnoxious piece of shit fan than me. I will be in your face 100%.
Dave just called himself a piece of
shit
fan.
When it comes to being loud at a stadium.
I think
he
was talking about the Cowboys.
Well, it could be my Cowboys fan. Piece of shit Cowboy fan. Fine. Because you know what? When I go to games in Giant Stadium, I'm not one of these guys that are going to sit on their hands and be like, well, I shouldn't do this. You know, no, I'm going to get loud. I'm going to get obnoxious, and I'm probably going to stir some people up. And maybe this year I'll become the new Suns and Four guy. I'm like Dallas in the division or something. And just yoke up a Giant fan. But no, on the real though, it's a different story. I am a passionate fan, but I would never think to just, hey, what do I do? How do I react? I got it. I'll throw my beer on the crowd.
I would never throw the first beer. I would never throw the first beer, but I might throw the 110th. If it's already done, I'm going to be like,
if you're drinking 110 beers, then you're
a fucking millionaire. No, no, no. Meaning, like, I wouldn't throw the first one. I'm not going to be the guy to start it.
Oh,
but if there's already 150 beer cans on the ice, I might be like, hey, let me see.
You're not a wrestling fan, but there was an ECW moment. You know ECW, obviously. That's the underground hardcore shit. One guy, like some guy got hit and thrown down and he's in the mat. And one guy throws a chair from the crowd. Right.
And then everyone threw
chairs. Then a parade of chairs just get thrown to the crowd. And all of a sudden, you can't find the guy anymore. He's buried under chairs. So, I can't even say I get it. It happens with the lowest class of people. And what better way to do it than Islander fans? And I've spent too much time on this energy on this.
We're completely glossing over how great it is that we have a game 7.
Yes, that's the problem. So, yes, the Islanders are in game 7. It's going to be great. It's in Tampa Bay. So, let's see.
Shout out to my Lightning.
Shout out to Gucci's Lightning. And you know what's funny? Let's see how Tampa reacts if they win.
Is there a game 7 tonight too?
No, the Vegas Golden Knights.
That's game 6.
Game six tonight.
And who do we need to win for there to be a game 7? So
the Knights, they're down 3-2.
All right, so let's go Vegas.
And nobody wants a Canadian to be in the championship.
I feel like the Canadians have won so many, right?
I think they won it when it was like 1910, 1912. They're like one of the first four teams, so they've won it a lot more. And they've been around.
They're like
a
the
lot
Packers
longer.
Of the NHL.
They literally are the Packers.
They used to
of
just
NHL.
Dominate everything in
exactly.
the beginning.
And when there was no other teams to dominate,
now they just get to the conference finals.
They would be the team, right? So sorry about the rant about the end. And I'm not a Karen, and I'm not a guy that's again going to tell you not to have a good time. Just don't be an asshole. That's all. Don't be an asshole. What do you got?
The Canadians have 24 Stanley Cups.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure I was right about that. Packers nice. Have 13.
Not Packers Stanley have what?
Cups. 13 world championships.
I don't count.
Yeah,
any
I'm
of
actually
that shit.
Mine.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Super Bowls. They have 3.
They have 4.
They have 3.
Stop, Dave. Don't.
Bart Starr's
won. Don't embarrass yourself right now.
Bart Starr's won. The one that Favre won and won a Rodgers.
Oh, wow. That's right. Yeah, Bart Starr only won 1. That's crazy.
Did he win 2?
Yeah, okay, he won the first 2.
Okay, do you have 4?
We have 4.
Do you have 5?
Do you?
Yes. Come the Cowboys on, have 5.
Yeah, we have
Shut
13.
Your mouth.
If you want to count the Yankees 27, which I'm sure you do.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
So if they just suddenly were like, okay, we're not going to call it the World Series for the first 100 years of baseball. We're going to call it something different. And then in 1970, they were like, you know what? Let's
That's
switch
bullshit.
This.
Is that a fact?
That's exactly what it is. They merged the AFL and NFL, and they said,
you know what?
Let's call this a Super Bowl now. But what were they called before that? Just they were called NFL championships.
But were they completely separate leagues? They merged, bro. Is what I'm
now,
saying.
Now, they did merge.
Right.
Right? So, whose fault is that?
I'm not saying it's anyone. That's like when the Eagles fans are like, well, you have championships. No, you don't. You haven't won a Super Bowl. Don't tell me. Well, they won one now, but before that, you had 0.
I'm triggered right now.
I know you're triggered, and I don't mean to trigger you on a Thursday. Actually, you know what? I got to fire you up. It's softball night.
I'm going to explain something right
go,
here.
Go for
right?
it. Don't try to roast me too
if
hard.
If you want to talk about, like, Bart Starr won 5 in a row. Talk about Brady. This Bart Starr is the real GOAT if you want to just talk about hardware. And I understand that they integrated the league and they made it a Super Bowl. But what the fuck, bro? 13 championships. That's what it is. I actually got my shareholder invites today or yesterday in the mail. And you know what it says on the fucking envelope?
What does it say?
It says 13-time world champion.
See,
right?
That's just them fluffing the crowd.
Hey, consider me the crowd.
Look, man, whatever the case may be, this all goes back to the Islanders of their fans.
I'm fucking looking right through you right now, Karen. Fuck out of here. The Islanders suck
Jesus
too
because
we're Tampa Bay all day in fucking Chalk Sports.
Oh my God, that one almost
Stamkos.
That one almost floored Stamkos. Me. Legitimately floored me. That's
I just
great.
Talked about the NHL to use filler while you laughed at my fucking. I wasn't joking.
I know.
I'm looking right through you.
I can feel your eyeballs on Tyson behind me on that little
13
picture.
World titles.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
Anywho. Don't you ever forget where you won that last Super Bowl.
No, I won't.
AT&T Stadium.
We have more playoff wins in your stadium than you do.
This fucking guy. That's not true at all.
It is true. We beat you in your own stadium.
We
in the playoffs.
We beat Detroit.
we beat you
in Detroit?
And Kenny, we beat your Steelers too, Mr. Pallman, because I know that we were talking about this. He's like, oh, the, you know, I don't even want to get into it, but he talked about Rashard Mendenhall getting blown up in the backfield.
And we beat Seattle fumble, in Dallas.
Count your playoff wins at home.
One there.
Count Green Bay's playoff wins.
I'm not talking about playoff wins. You said playoff wins in AT&T. Shit. Never mind. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm talking about Super Bowls. This guy's talking about the playoffs. Anyway, Jesus Christ. So we go on to baseball, where me and Gucci get along.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey.
I haven't talked to you in about 10 minutes.
Did you see the game? Did you see the game? What a game it was. I texted Pete last night during the game. I said, if the Yankees pull this off, we have to do some kind of mashup, because both me and Gucci, literally, Gucci said that the most unlikable, least favorite Yankee of all time was Frazier.
Yeah, I got some. I wouldn't say I got heat. I actually had some guilt, because I said, like, I was like, he's a fucking ginger. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm like half ginger, so I feel like I'm allowed to make the joke.
But then
I'm
like,
but then I'm like, is that mean? You know, like, is he? I mean, like, it isn't mean because he is a ginger, and he, you know,
the ginger is just a term.
But when you use it as a derogatory way to describe somebody, then I think it becomes mean. So I do like to apologize to all my ginger brethren, because I do have the ginger beard, and I was called a ginger growing up.
You don't
up,
even so. Let it grow long enough to know that it's a ginger beard. You have to have it like me, though.
I know, because I want to keep my soul, Dave.
Yeah, so I'm without soul. That's right.
Yeah, you're soulless. Well, you have soulless. Half a soul.
It's one third of a soul. But anyway, so you made fun of Frazier. He hits a game tying.
I'm two for two on making fun of Frazier and him getting a 2 RBI shot.
So now forever, we're going to turn a new segment into talk shit about Frazier Fridays or something.
I mean, like, I can still talk. When you're batting 185, you need to get a bunch of game winners and a bunch of big hits for me to stop talking shit about you.
Frazier hits for the cycle today. Confirmed. Okay, and they're playing. As you're listening to this, hopefully.
No, I just apologized to him.
He's I know. Now he's going to go 0 for 5
with 4Ks.
Oh, he's going to 0 for 5 for 4Ks like Aaron Judge did last night. What in the God's name is he doing, bro? I know this is going to sound ridiculous, and this goes for Judge and Stanton, who are supposed to be like the new Twin Towers of this city, you know? And before anybody,
Stanton had some big at bats yesterday. I think Stanton.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the fact that, like, it looks like he has a toothpick in his hand instead of a bat. And I'm like, it sounds dumb, but I'm like, his bat's too short. Because any outside pitch, he's not touching. I'm like, his bat's too short.
I think Stanton is
something stupid like that.
Stanton's like a way better player or way better hitter than Judge, in my opinion.
I think Judge is either all show or he's like a Giambi.
He just strikes out too much.
Giambi has to go Yardsky or do nothing.
They're. You know, Stanton's the only reason why Judge is better for the Yankees is because he's been there and because he doesn't get a huge, insane contract. But Judge is a good, better fielder. But I like Stanton more than Judge right now. I just think he's in a big spot. I want Stanton up before Judge. Would you admit that?
Riddle me this, Batman. Why can't Stanton play the field?
Because he gets hurt all the time.
That's garbage.
Hey, well.
Shouldn't there be some kind of stupid loophole in your contract that we're paying you $3 trillion to play baseball, and you're playing part-time baseball?
I don't know. Ask Aaron Boone. You know, like, because I don't think he's the loophole in the contract that he didn't even sign with the Yankees. They couldn't be like, oh, by the way, we trade him to you, you have to play him in the field. It doesn't work that way. Honestly, I'd rather see Andujar out there learning the ropes than to put.
I'm just saying, in a situation where, like, for instance, one of our hotter hitters who also tied the game last night, Gary Sanchez, who's pretty much hitting a home run every night, it feels like. He's the hottest hitter. He's not playing every night because he can't catch Cole's games, and then you have to DH Stanton when then, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a trickle down effect when you can't put
it's
Stanton
in the field. It's a shame
when
your hottest hitter is batting .232.
It is
because
a shame.
That's what he's batting, but.
But he's smoking home runs.
No, I agree. I'm happy, and fucking, hey, well, let's just, I don't mean to go forward here because Odor hit a big home run,
well,
and that's where
that
you're talking.
Guy.
But I want to kind of talk about Sanchez's ninth inning behind the plate.
Hey guys, this is Kim from the Goddamn Jets podcast on the Chop Sports Network. And when you're me and you have to be on camera your entire life, you want to look your best. I need to tell you guys about Lashes by Kayla. They're my go-to for magnetic mascara, liner, and lashes. That's not all. Kayla offers eyeshadows, lippies, plumpers, blush, and more. This entire line is the first of its kind to market. The formula is vegan, cruelty-free, and hyperallergenic. Shoot Kayla a message on Instagram at lashes_by.kayla or visit shop.torybellcosmetics/kaylacosmetics.com.
He saved the game twice. They would have beaten us straight up.
We talk about the spike ball into the
There was six balls in the dirt that he fielded. And if this was 2 years ago or even last year, those balls are fucking off the backstop, bouncing all over the place. He was, Chapman was bouncing 101 mile an hour fastballs
into the earth, like just spiking
him
like a touchdown.
And Sanchez was scooping him up. And there was a couple times where he didn't even know he had the ball. The batter was like running, telling the runner to steal second, and Sanchez was looking around.
You saw that, right?
It almost made me think of like Sanchez doing some type of trick. The next time he skips one, just pretend like he doesn't have it and it's in his glove. But I wanted to talk about the intentional walk.
Well, I want to talk about Chapman as a whole. Like, okay, put himself in that situation. And I said to you via text, because, you know, seeing each other for 12 hours a day isn't enough. We got to text during the games, too. But, like, I'm sitting there like, what's wrong with this guy? And you said, he can't grip the baseball. You know? And that's, look.
I said it, like, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, but that could be a thing.
Could you imagine if after Sanchez exploded after that inning, if the umps were like, hey, come here, let me check. He might have seen a murder.
You talk about Chapman.
Yeah.
You said Sanchez.
Chapman.
So like, yeah.
But yeah, could you imagine if they would have stopped Chapman coming off the mound in the ninth? Chapman was pretty pissed off about, what do you think he was mad at?
I thought about being mad at the pitch itself, but we talked a little in pre. When it goes first and third, right? The first thought in my head, I don't know, Pete, did you see the game?
I was playing poker, and we had it up on our phones. We were looking at the play-by-play, so
did you win any money?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. All right, you buying lunch today?
Anyway. I could.
He said he could. I heard it.
But he's not.
I know.
Yeah, he's like, I could, but I'm not.
No, but for real, though, I saw first and third, and I'm like, okay, the simple thing would be to walk the next man, because he's already gone yard. Let's get him on base. Santana? Yes. Yeah. No. Santana. So he's already hit. He's a powerful bat. Put him on base. The next guy up is a catcher who's had like 4 at-bats in his life. So why don't we do that? Let's walk him. And we did. But now you think there's something
this. I don't think that the closer should ever be putting anyone
on purpose.
Period. Yeah. I think it's a psyche thing. And then it makes him, you know, what if he walks that guy anyway? Then now you have a little more wiggle room. I think that's what he was most upset about.
So he could have threw his nasty
obviously
stuff
he couldn't make the pitches. He wasn't able to make the pitches yesterday because he doesn't have his spider tech. But
so loosely.
Could you imagine Mariano Rivera? Now I know comparing the two is apples and oranges, or not apples and oranges. It's night and day. We'll say. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine Rivera intentionally walking somebody in the ninth inning ever?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I just think that it's something that
it's probably happened situational baseball, but not.
I don't know. Maybe one or two times,
Pete.
That might be a hard Google, Pete.
Does Mariano Rivera have any intentional walks?
No, he might have intentional walks, but save situations where they're.
I'm curious. You know. Let's just see intentional walks. I'm curious, but anyway, you were saying
I wouldn't ever intentionally walk the bases loaded in any situation with my closer because it's a confidence thing. You want to tell your closer, like, I believe in you to get anybody out because that's why we're paying you fucking $30 million a year or whatever they're paying Chapman right now, which is a ton.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go with your closer in those situations and get the big outs. If you can't get the big outs in big situations, what happens when you face a guy? You just want the team to be behind the closer. I think that's what it says to me.
Agreed.
Is that they might not trust him against that guy, and then he's looking at the manager who honestly second-guesses himself all the time at this point with Boone. It's another story. I'm not really a fan of Boone. They bailed him out last night. But I think when Sanchez was walking off the mound, there was a combination of a few things.
And Chapman.
Combination of a few things, plus I smoked weed.
Oh, okay.
Already.
Nice.
So there's a combination of a few things where... thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, now, weed.
Tweet, 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 cricket. Yeah, no,
combination
ahead.
Of him not being able to make the pitch, him not having the spider tack, and the fact that... they intentionally walked a guy to load the bases.
And did you see the I felt like I was watching Lindor. Did you see the reaction of the walk? The guy's reaction when he walked? He pumped his fist and like got excited like he just had the game-winning hit. That little bitch is going to get an RBI, which we get. You know what I mean?
I mean, but it is a...
What do we got?
I got it, yeah. So he has 41 intentional walks in the regular season and then 4 in the playoffs.
4. Well, still, 41 seems like high, but I want to say it's all... though. It's all situational bait. That's what it would be.
I mean, now that you say that, it's like, wow, he intentionally walked a lot of guys.
That's what I'm
Chapman
saying.
Chapman has no leg to stand on if Mariano did it.
But anyway.
And Sanchez.
He's also, but he's also, he's not Mariano either. You know what I mean? So that's night and day. So when Mariano did it, I'm sure it was like a, look.
I'll tell you what, I didn't like, I guarantee I didn't like it then either. I didn't like it. When I'm sure Mariano didn't like it.
When you have a base open, it's a thing. And if the next batter, for instance, last night, is just a dog shit.
To me, it's a fucking mentality, though. If you're a closer, you are confident that you could get anybody out. And that's where I'm at with it. And if I'm not mistaken, is Santana a lefty or is he a switch hitter?
He's a righty.
Is he a righty? Okay. Shut the fuck up, Chris.
That's what I'm saying. That's, again, I saw him. He already went yard. He's going to lefty-righty matchup. I don't like it at all. Put him on base. But anyway, Yankees get it done because Lukey Dookie, King Voit, puts it in the bag and we get a walk-off win, which, by the way, John Sterling, thank you very much. If I was listening to the radio, I mean, I know they won the game anyway. But he did the, it is high, it is far, it is off the wall. And I was like, yeah, gotta be fucking kidding me. But anyway, they get the win, big win. I told you they have to have it. And now today they throw their first pitch at 1:05. So they're in the afternoon. The Mets won. That's all I'll say about the Mets.
All right, also, before we move on to another
the
sport.
The bats did wake up.
We want to talk about Slam Diego a little bit because
what a great
team. We expected. I was watching the first inning of the
Bauer,
of the Dodgers, right, of the Dodgers game because I was expecting Bauer to get caught with some sticky substance and just say fuck you league and I'm going to take my two games.
What
suspension.
Was the reaction? I saw nothing.
I didn't see it. I don't know. I just think he just handled it like a normal person.
That's not unfortunate.
But San Diego jumped all over him back to back jacks right after the first inning and Machado banged one. It was just fucking so fun to watch that team.
They're young. They got energy. They're powerful. Like. That's a team that was kind of constructed within the last 2 years.
Could we all agree that if it's not your favorite team to win it this year, whether you're a Yankee fan, Mets fan, Phillies fan, whoever you like in baseball, whoever you follow, we all want the fucking Padres to win it if it's not your guy. Correct?
I'll take that.
Yeah, come on. There's such a fun team to watch. Tatis might be my favorite player in history of baseball that's not a Yankee, other than maybe Albert Pujols. Honestly, like, I fucking love watching this kid play.
You're a Pujols guy.
Oh, huge Pujols guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm surprised we didn't get more in-depth when he was, like, you know, on the fence of not, you know, getting dished and traded and released and whatever.
I don't even think we were doing the weekly, the daily show
this
yet.
This is true.
So it was like, what am I going to talk about Pujols for fucking 3 seconds. That happened last week?
Before we wrap this up on a Thursday, because we have our softball prep to get to, as if that's like takes a lot. We get to the game at like 6:15, throw the ball 3 times, and we're like, we're warm. But no, Trey Young absolutely destroyed it last night. Game 1, the Hawks steal it 116-113. Obviously, I didn't watch a lot of that game. I was really zeroed in on Game 6 of the Stanley Cup playoffs and the Yankees, so I didn't really watch it in depth. But for God's sakes, man. This kid is making plays.
Who was saying Hawks money line yesterday?
Dude. You were.
Both were saying that. And
where'd you bet?
Did you take it? What? I didn't.
Where'd you bet?
Say that again.
Where did you bet?
FanDuel.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Only
FanDuel.
It?
Yeah, I took it.
You took it? I didn't, like an idiot.
$25.
That's cool. Good.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm. You know
are
what?
Are you buying lunch? See, I'm trying to get out of buying lunch today.
He made more money.
So listen.
You didn't make
$60.
No,
I'm not buying lunch.
I made $32.
But it's a good problem to have when you're like, when you're pissed off because I'm like, damn, man, I should have put more on it. It's always a good problem.
Yeah, no, right? That's a great problem to have. Especially coming off the heels of your loss when you thought that Booker was going to go off for 30.
I hear that from Joey D all the time. He texts me. He's like, oh, I took this. He's like, I'm fucking so mad I should have put more on it. I'm like, Joe,
you
settle down. You won.
Right.
Whenever if that's your biggest complaint in betting is, I should have put more on it, then you're doing really
that
good.
That means you have something to it. And just ask the sauce god. What's his name again? Kyle Kerms.
Kyle Kerms.
Ask him. He knows everything. Though I actually see him. A unit is 100, right?
Yes.
Okay, so he puts like $700 on the line every night. I don't know if it's real or anything like that.
No,
or,
it's real.
I don't see any receipts. I just see like his own like Microsoft Paint graphics that he like took these teams. But I have no idea if it's real or not. And I'd like to see some receipts. But he does well. He wins every night. Like you, but he's betting these games straight.
Yeah,
so it's harder.
He made me
to make money.
He made me take the Clippers 2 nights ago, even though I wanted Phoenix, and he didn't make me. I just did it on his advice.
Sauce
on his sauce.
So, but unbelievable, Trae Young. That entire team, they can run with him. It's official. They can.
I
run
like
with
the
him.
Clippers getting 1.5 tonight too. By the way,
nah, Suns in 4, dog.
No,
Suns
no.
in 4. Suns in
let's go
4.
Suns.
Yeah, let's go Suns. My buddy hit me up on Twitter, Gino Gatz.
Suns in 6.
He hit me up. He's like, what do I do? I got a parlay going, and my last leg is Suns money line. Do I keep it or cash out now? I was like, Suns in 4. Here, ride that wave, baby. Let's go Suns.
So he needs them tonight?
He needs the Suns to win tonight to win a four-legged
parlay.
Hey,
buddy, if you're listening, cash that shit out tonight because the fucking Clippers are winning that game.
I'll check the odds.
Yeah, please do. Check on FanDuel and FanDuel only.
The Clippers are even money to win. money line.
Yeah.
Right? And the Suns are probably like minus 120.
Minus one. Like the spread's one. Nice. And they're minus 117.
So I got that extra half a point. I'm happy that I put that bet in early this morning.
Quick question. Quick question before. Wow, man, my Facebook's blowing up. It must be the Facebook page for Chop Sports Media. Quick question. When it comes to the home run derby, right, are you for it or against it?
I'm for it as long as none of the Yankees are in it.
Why? Because that's like the biggest squashed myth of all time. That their swing is all screwed up.
It's not a myth to me because I've seen it happen to Yankees in the past.
The guy on the TV the other day said it was just one of those things where it's like, that's never been, it's debunked. The guy we were just talking about, the guy who had the Slam Diego shirt on.
Jeff Passan.
Passan, yeah. So he was saying like, that's not a thing.
Okay, cool. Let them all find out if it's not a thing or not, as long as it's not
a thing. But anyway, all we know right now is that there's no Vlad Guerrero Jr. He's not going in, but the Polar Bear is back in.
And Shohei is
in. And Ohtani. So right off the mat, like right off the rip, you know that you're in Coors Field where that shit is just elevated. Ohtani might hit things into different area codes. And it's going to be very exciting. I love the home run derby. It's exciting for baseball fans as a whole. As All-Star Weekend was moved over to Colorado for whatever reason. So, with that, I mean, there's a lot on the dock tonight. The baseball. The Yankees are on at one. The Mets are actually off. Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals in the NHL is tonight. Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals, the NBA, is tonight. Lots going on. But what I need you to do is I need you to subscribe to all of our podcasts here on the Chop Sports Podcast Network. Today we dropped the I'm Your Football Team, which is Keith Ernst and his clown show buddies, who I love to death. They're great. It's hilarious. The first 5 minutes of today's episode, please go listen to it. It is money. Till Mets Do Us Part, back with episode 9. Ibanez and Saponaro back in action. So they're on. The Squeaky Bum Time released a day early because we didn't talk Euros here, but we leave it up to them. The Euros is down to the round of 16. I'm taking Italy all the way because I'm Italian, so why not? If your name ends in a vowel, you should probably root for Italy. And, I guess that's it for at least the sports doc. And also, chopsportsmedia.com, launching July 1st. So we're excited about that. We are literally a week away. So a week away from our website launch, in which we think it's going to be a game changer for our company, for the brand. If you're getting the invites to join the Facebook group, the Facebook page, please do so. Follow us on all the social medias, whether it be Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all at Chop Sports Media. Sorry. I'm getting choked up just thinking about the success, you know. But anyway, with that being said, also say a prayer right now. Close your eyes. Don't, if you're driving, don't. Chop Sports Softball Team. We're heading into a 3-game set tonight. Let's get it done. Oh my God, I can't believe I forgot this.
Does anyone else like kind of, I don't want to lose any games, but I really want to see what I feel like after playing 3 games.
And you want to play a third game?
I want to play 3 games.
Here, ready for this? You want to hear a bombshell before we go? So I'm talking to Wexler yesterday, you know, who plays for the Landsharks, who we play tonight. And he obviously listens to the podcast.
I'm getting breaking news right here.
You're getting breaking news. He obviously listens to the podcast. And yesterday I finally told him, hey, Wex, here's the solve with your jersey situation. Because remember, Ben Wexler, if you don't know the story, Ben Wexler was supposed to play for us on the Chop Sports softball team.
So this isn't breaking news. I already know this.
No, I'm getting to it. It's a big lead. So he plays game one. He comes into that draft party that we had at Big Shots, hobbled and hurt and all this other stuff. Knowing that me and you were coming back, we say, look, you're going to play the bench, and that's it, you know, because there was no men's team. Here's the breaking news. Pants guy is on my men's team. That's the breaking news. Pants guy was literally signed up to play for the men's team. And once it folded, he locked in with the Landsharks.
Good for Pants guy.
He's boom. Bombshell. We're going to update you guys all about the happenings and all about all the food we eat and beers we drink and all the sports for tomorrow. So for Sturch and Gooch and Production Pete on his second to last day, and he's buying his lunch. This has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we'll see you guys tomorrow on a Feel Good Friday.
So what was cooler, the Trae Young shimmy or the Brook Lopez got your last?
Got your last.
That shit was fucking great.